Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I met
Radio. Gotta love that. Now, back to Amoroso. This is just, you know, the weirdest thing. The leadership is the president and CEO, Paul Caldron. Reminds me of the word cauldron. He's a United States guy. Amoroso's overarching principle in accomplishing its business goals is first to provide the highest quality care to the subjects slash patients in any trial in which we participate. In doing so, we put the subject patient first. Well, who knows what the hell they got going on. But I just, that's Amoroso.com, so you guys can kind of dig into that. Oh, here's another part that I wanted to get to. Amoroso's strategic advantage in Russia relates to its alliance with the reputable SHAG company, S-H-A-G, a premier consortium of functional groups for the provision and sale of innovative medical and analytical devices and pharmaceuticals to Russia and other regional countries. I can only imagine what these people are into. But I figured, you know, I typed this in, and this is a Tex Mars article from I don't know how long, and this is from powerofprophecy.com. This is from, it looks like 2001, 15 years ago, from February, is what it's looking like in the, you know, in the URL. And so I've been on Tex Mars's mailing list since the 90s, but Amoroso, the plot, the Illuminati plot to merge the United States and Russia. Now, look, I am not saying this is what's going on, but I'm just saying after having this in my hard drive, for 15 years and seeing this kind of weird scenario play out before us right now at this particular point in time is very fascinating. I'm going to read this short article. The world's atlas and its geography is about to make a dramatic change. The communist colossus, once known as the Soviet Union and made up of Russia and its captive republics, is to be united with the late great United States of America. From an organic joining of the two will come a wholly brand new nation state to be called Amoroso. A long-cherished goal of the Illuminati is soon to be realized, the merger of the desperately ill and corrupt Soviet Empire with the new 21st century America. An America communist in economic and political thought, a Luciferian atheist in its religious practice. Thank you, Obama, you little punk. And then Bush's, you know, Clinton's. This goes back a long time, but Obama was really the little... you know, icing on the cake. He really mind screwed the black people in the United States and never said a word against the goofball, insidious rap music that's destroyed every major city in the country. From the burning ashes of abandoned freedom and faded liberty shall arise the great satanic phoenix of the ages, Amoroso. Incredible scheme of the Illuminati. No doubt this is the first time most of you will have ever heard of the incredible scheme of the Illuminati to merge America and Russia. This one might get me whacked. I don't even know. Yet the secret project has for decades been on the drawing boards of the elite. In 1972, I first wrote about it in a paper called Will the Soviet Union Survive Until 1984? I stated flatly that the Soviet monstrosity was doomed, that certain forces would see to the fall of the corrupt and inefficient regime in Moscow, and that the shape of a future Russia would be according to the dictates of hidden rulers in the West. Yeah, we all know who set up Russia, the Soviet regime, the Schists, the Warburgs, the entire Jewish gang. At the time, the American intelligence community had deceitfully attempted to make the Soviet Union appear to be an economic and political giant, even a superpower threat. But my research proved otherwise. I was convinced that the Illuminati had already achieved its Soviet goals. Russia and its peoples were not giants but dwarfs, beaten and stomped into the ground. Communists, Illuminati overlords had punished that once wealthy but now desperate country and brought it to almost total ruin. Russia, whose czars had stubbornly refused to bow down to the global Masonic Illuminati chiefs, was defeated and spoiled. So too was Germany. Now, only one nation on earth prevented the Illuminati from setting up its Antichrist kingdom, the United States of America. How to conquer America? That is a question that had long befuddled the Illuminati elite, but in the year 1944, they came up with an ingenious answer. To conquer America, it would be necessary to do two things. First, quietly and slowly inculcate and integrate Marxist-Communist ideals and practices in our society to transform the USA into a socialist paradise. Well, look at all the Bernie buffoons out on our streets. Number two, second, after conditioning the American people to peacefully accept socialism under the guise of big government patronism, the coup de grace would be administered. The United States would be politically, economically, and culturally merged with the Soviet Union. Now, this brings up guys like Hodges and Quayle and those guys on their sector who say that Russian troops are constantly running around doing their thing in the Colorado, especially Fort Carson and that area, and so forth and so on. And now, if this plan, I don't know if this is happening or not, but I wanted to get it out here to the listeners to get this in your hard drive, because it's been in mind for a while, and you guys know I talk about it. Amarus would become the new grand reality, a synthesis nation created out of the Hegelian dialectic of communism versus capitalism, communitarianism, as Lark would say down there in Texas. Amarus was to become a geopolitical Frankenstein, an impoverished and conquered clay and iron, mixed colossus made up of quivering multitudes of unthinking, moldable citizens taught to love and admire Big Brother and his decadent ways, and to hate and despise the truth. The face of George Washington is to be morphed with that of Lenin. How sick is that? But this was written 15 years ago. Only a few Americans even have so much as a glimmer of what is to come. Yet communist front groups and their new age sympathizers in the United States have for years been softly but surely beating the drums by propagandizing the coming great merger and the arrival of this latter-day Frankenstein global creation. In 1986, the popular New Age journal Whole Earth Review proposed that Russia and America be joined and made a single nation to be named Amarus. Editor Kevin Kelly wrote, "At first glance, the idea of melding America and Russia seems preposterous, but the concept of Amarus is a work in progress." That was, 30 years ago? Interesting. 30 exact years ago. Please note the significance of what Kelly meant when he wrote that the merger of Russia and America is a work in progress. In that same edition of Whole Earth Review, writer Robert Fuller gave us a peek at what is going on behind the scenes when he wrote, "Could the leaders, let alone the people of the United States, ever be brought to entertain such a plan? In grappling with this question, one's thoughts turn conspiratorial. Should everything be arranged in secret and then foisted upon an unsuspecting world?" Now, I want you guys to think about Paul Craig Roberts. All these people with the Putin worship, people on this network, some of the heavy hitters with three-hour shows on a daily basis, sycophantic towards Putin and the Russians. Think about people that Jones rents. Think about our heavy hitters that have really, really bent over and said Putin's the savior of the Western world, blah, blah, blah. Think about it in this Amoroos context. That's all I'm asking you to do. If anybody has sense, do it quickly, 1-800-313-9443. You can do so. I got a lot to cover, but if you got a quick kind of take on this, you can call in. And that's all I'm going to take calls about is this subject. And very quickly, did you catch those keywords and phrases? Conspiratorial, arranged in secret, foisted on an unsuspecting world. Amazingly, Fuller goes on to remark that perhaps these two countries, America and Russia, have already devised plans just to do this. Think about Gorbachev and Reagan. Think about Kennedy and Khrushchev. Think about Rockefeller visiting Russia and people getting fired from the top positions, because you know that the Western banking elites put the Bolsheviks, put the communists in power. I'm just putting this out here because you see this thing with the Russian hacking. You see this thing with Putin meddling in the election. You see this thing with Trump picking people that are buddies of Putin. I just want people to think. Then in a World Policy Journal, fall winter of 1992, Walter Russell Mead, a senior counselor at the World Policy Institute, an ultra-liberal globalism think tank affiliated with New York City's socialist-oriented New School for Social Research, for the first time set forth publicly the Brotherhood's detailed plan to accomplish this grotesque objective. The first step would be for the USA to buy Siberia, Russia's largest province. Well, we haven't seen that, but we have seen Russia buying a crap load of American uranium, haven't we? More stars in our flag. In an article entitled "More Stars in Our Flag, A Modest Proposal for U.S. Policy After the Cold War," Mead wrote that the cure to Russia's growing economic crisis and to America's social and political problems had an easy answer. The answer is really very simple. Simply put, the United States should buy Siberia from Russia at a fair price, perhaps in the range of $2 or $3 trillion. All the inhabitants would become American citizens with all the rights and privileges the rest of us enjoy. This was the official symbol of USSR Citizen Summit 1988. And it said Center for Soviet-American Dialogue. What Mead called a modest proposal is in reality a monumental and disingenuous plot to enlarge America and inject a dose of Asiatic Soviet communist culture that would radically and forever change our nation into a subservient and docile globalist entity. It would also mean that citizens of today's 50 states would be forced to redistribute our wealth and income, giving it away to fund projects in the new added territories. Environmentalism would especially get an economic shot in the arm. Mead suggested the United States would begin a massive program of infrastructure development and environmental cleanup in the Siberian region. Large areas would be set aside as parks and nature reserves. Existing facilities would be upgraded to meet environmental standards. I see we got Jeff in Idaho. Mr. Producer, bring Jeff on. Let's holler at him.
Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so 384 days ago, we talked about the Hunt for Red November. All right, so here's the scenario I think we're in right now, is okay. That if you look at Anna's work at paulstrammer.net, okay, trying to end the Civil War with the stuff that
is
Tom
that Anna Von Wright's? Is that Anna Von Wright's? Okay, yeah. Come on. You got to put it out there so people can understand it. Go ahead.
All right. The stuff with Bruce Ray Riggs about how the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional and how the Civil War is still going on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Look very deeply at putting all the military people in place for that scenario right now with the stuff that's gone on with Dr. Parker's hand-holding of Trump over the past 6 or 7 months. Okay. Now, there's a lot of things that are going on, and I don't know all the details with it, but just very carefully watch what's going on between the Putin interface and Trump and these other guys, and the neocons that are basically trying to attack Iran. 9/11 and stuff is potentially not on the radar right now, but could be kind of coming up. And so just watch till the 20th, okay? These neocons that are getting put in, they might not even make it. They may be the fake first pick.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and I put that out there. I was like, is Trump basically picking a bunch of the usual suspects to get the heat off of them? And then at the last minute, it'll be like, you know what, I don't want you, and bring in some fresh faces. That would be nice, but it'll remain to be seen.
Yeah, Trump's got a target on his back right now with Pence the neocon there. All right, so I'm just saying that there's lots of money involved in what's going on right now, and the deck is stacked right now with all these investor guys. That $50 billion that came from Japan, okay, there's a lot of cleanup stuff that can go on, and Anna's trying to get everyone's property back. What does a real estate magnate in America do when he finds out that he doesn't own his own real estate?
Go ahead.
He freaks. Okay, that's what I would look at. Okay, that's all I got for you. Okay. Oh, one last thing here. Look at the 8-minute video.
What do you think? What do you think about this Amoroos thing? I mean, what's your thoughts? Mars wrote this 15 years ago. I mean, seems like. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look at Southfront.org. Trump USA, Global Empire, or Fortress America. I think if you look at that, that's what I've envisioned over the past 5 or 6 months.
And Dankoff was talking about that last night. Yeah.
What he's saying could be true, but what I'm telling you is that there's way too much stuff going on because if you look at Anna's stuff, the global fraud is being exposed on the central bankers, and all the fraud that they did in the U.S. for the past 150 years is kind of getting exposed, and it's avalanching, and all the globalism is falling down, and the guy in Austria lost because he started to embrace the EU at the last second, okay? So the nationalism is peaking right now, and so just keep going with it. And RBN's doing the right job with all they're doing. So just keep your eye out for the fake things that they're going to basically putting so many diversions. That's why Flynn is there for PSYOPs, okay?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it makes you wonder. I'm worried about the nation of Syria right now and whether they will turn, Trump will turn on Syria.
No. See, here's the thing is, those past couple weeks at the end of October when we held him off long enough with some back-channel communication that, Ray McGovern was talking to these guys that Putin, don't be scared, this is election talk. And then they gave Steven Seagal a Russian passport 5 days before the election, okay? So Putin wasn't afraid of that. And so now what you got going on is you got guys in Syria stopping essentially the Woolsies, all right, with the oil out of the Golan Heights. So I think you got a lot of things, if you just watch it, that these guys now can't run enough arms into Syria, and they're trying it right now. They're trying to put that no-fly zone in there. And what's going on is Dr. Parker says that two-thirds of the Congress has $3 to $5 million under the table for all the corruption. So what you're
I heard that today.
Massive corruption thing going on, and the guys that are basically running the Iran-Contra thing, these are the guys that you want to expose. So the reason why he brought in the head of the RNC is so that those guys would say, hey, the next Trump election, you guys are all out, okay? So you get my deal in, get rid of the death panel, and here's how we do this thing. So just watch. It's going to be a big game of musical chairs on the Titanic, okay?
Well, let's hope. I mean, I hope that's the correct prognosis. I have a weird feeling, and so we'll have to
watch it. Yeah, it can go bad real fast, Robert. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Thanks
for the call, Jeff. Appreciate you, man. All right, yeah, so, you know, there's a lot there. I got two paragraphs left, and I got a minute before the break. But I don't want to fully, you know, but you got enough of this Amoroos article from TexMars 15 years ago. And we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll move on. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay with me.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So let's keep moving this going on. Let's play a couple Hillary clips. This is just really just insane. Mr. Producer, get clip 6 ready. This is the gall of these people that have been in charge for all these decades, to where they can actually, like Obama, he's just like this professional liar. And then somebody called Hillary a congenital liar way back in the 90s. And this is what the lady is. Let's go ahead and hit clip 6.
The malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days, to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
All right, you can stop, and then let's go ahead and play clip 7 while we're here.
Really important about WikiLeaks is that the Russian government, clearly from Putin himself, Russian espionage, Putin, the Russians, Putin, Vladimir Putin.
The Kremlin.
Russia.
By the Russians.
Russian government.
The Russians.
But going back to Russia.
Russia's hacked into a lot of things.
The Russians.
Russia is.
You get this wrong.
I got it wrong. Yeah.
Russia and China will pay a price.
We're going to put up a no-fly zone.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack.
And we have to send a very clear message to Putin.
It's now Hillary Clinton who wants to start an air war with Russia.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly.
But going back to Russia.
Putin, the Russians, Putin, Vladimir Putin.
The Kremlin.
Russia.
By the Russians.
The Russian government.
The Russians.
The Russian government, clearly from Putin himself.
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connection between Trump and Russia because she has so many connections of her own.
What's really important about Wiki.
All right. So you're getting it. But look, you know, here's what's fascinating. Hillary and like the main left, they are saying that this Russia thing hacked this thing for Trump. And, you know, now Trump's got some of the people like Tillerson, if he becomes Secretary of State, friends with, you know, Putin, a relationship there, you know, and now I watched Veterans Today and Gordon Duff, and so he's basically kind of saying similar things that, you know, the election, him and Ian Greenhalgh, that the Russians did somehow get into our voting machines all across the country and do a hack. Now, previously, the left always said that this Diebold system was always controlled by the right. And so now you have this dichotomy between Hillary and her camp that was saying anybody that questions the integrity of our elections is undermining democracy, and Obama, what does that mean, rigged? And now they're all flipped the script, and now it's rigged by the Russians. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Thursday, December 8th, the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act passed in the Senate, quietly inserted into the 2017 NDAA conference report. further chips away at press liberties in the U.S., which sets the stage for a future which hunts and website shutdowns purely as a result of an accusation at any one media outlet or site is considered as a source of disinformation and propaganda that is shut down by the government. And we're seeing this going on with the social media platforms. U.S. Senators Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, and Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, announced that their Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, designed to help American allies counter foreign government propaganda from Russia, China, and other nations, has passed the Senate as part of the FY 2017 NDAA conference report. Will improve the ability of the United States to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation by establishing an interagency center housed at the State Department to coordinate and synchronize counter propaganda efforts throughout the U.S. government. The bill also creates a grant program for NGOs, great, think tanks, civil society, and other experts outside government who are engaged in counter propaganda related work. This is Ministry of Truth level crap, folks. And people are tweeting this and putting this out all over the place. But, you know, here's the two angles on this. You got the neo-Bolshevik, Zio-Bolshevik Obama gang. They're staying. They're not leaving on January 20th. Or they're setting the stage for the kosher Fuhrer, Trump. It's one of the two. They would not be doing this if, I mean, think about this. You're the outgoing gang in the government, okay, like the executive branch. Now, Congress, as you know, is totally sycophantic to the Israel lobby, the Jesuit gang, and the rest of them. Totally. Look at the way they fawned over poop feces, I mean Pope Francis, when he came and spoke at the in the well of the house. I mean, if that doesn't tell you, you know, who's running the show, I mean, you get Bibi Netanyahu at 39 standing ovations, and you get Pope Francis where people are snatching the glass of water he drank out of so they could get a drink out of it and give it to their families. I mean, this is the level of weirdness these buffoons in Congress, all of them, like Jeff said, making all this money under the table, ripping people off, and the, you know, all of our natural resources and the rest of this. I listened to Dr. Parker's program today. And so they're making their 120, 140 grand on the surface, but all of them are making millions under the surface. That's why there's this 90-some-odd percent retention rate in Congress. You know, I got this buffoon, Lacey Clay. The guy can't even compose English, and he's the congressman up here in St. Louis, this black guy. I mean, total dip. I don't want to say the word dipwad. I mean, the guys, watch him on C-SPAN. Idiot. I mean, like, probably an 80 IQ. And they like guys like that. But anyway, back to the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. It's, folks, we're witnessing the Soviet, basically, gulag state really getting close. And so they're going to start disappearing people. I mean, I really think with everything that's been exposed and these people, you know, talking about Pizzagate and the rest of it, they're on to this network of pedo scum that run the planet. Now, James Alefantis at Comet Pizza with these crescents and stars, this Islamic kind of symbols on his place, and all the weird Instagram feed of this guy, and all the reports of tunnels under the DC. I mean, there's so much there, folks. I got overloaded with it to the point where now you got all these there's certain people out there that are saying the entire Pizzagate kind of scandal with the Podestas, Alefantis, Besta Pizza, Comet Pizza, it's all a big psyop. It was all a honey trap to get alternative media on the hook so they could censor everybody. Now, Jones, there's some weird stuff going on over at InfoWars. The other day, on the 7th, Jones interviewed a guy. Remember the so-called gunman that went into Comet Pizza, this big false flag? I covered him last week, this actor that got, you know, he's the patsy in this one. And S-H-A-R-I-F, Silmi, S-I-L-M-I. Just type in Alex Jones Sharif Silmi, and you can find the video. Now, it was like a 20-something minute video. I'm not going to play it here. But the thing is, this guy basically backed Jones off to the point where Jones said, I never said Pizzagate was real, blah, blah, blah. It's like Jones went into this fetal position, and I tweeted at him. I was like, that dude just cleans your clock, or I said something like that. I'm like, and then I said, this guy's a plant. And some strange things are happening over there at InfoWars with this Pizzagate thing. He basically threw some of his crew under the bus, like John Bowne, who does his own reports that Jones will play sporadically throughout his program. But John Bowne does these great reports, and he did some heavy ones on Pizzagate. And then Jones basically backed off and said, well, my reporters, some of them might have did some of this, but I never said this. It's like he let this Arab lawyer punk him on purpose on the air, while Doug Hagman from Hagman & Hagman, who's connected with Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and these guys over there in that kind of Christian Zionist Bible prophecy. I mean, these guys are into the heavy stuff, but you know what I'm saying. I've covered this ad nauseum, but now Joe Biggs, Rambo Joe Biggs, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, this guy that knew the Rolling Stone reporter that got blew up in his Mercedes, this whole thing, Mr. Brewster, get clip 25 ready. We're going to play that next. But there's some weird things going under the surface here with InfoWars. It looks like Biggs is stepping out from InfoWars. I think there was a fight that probably happened about this Pizzagate garbage, and then Jones backing off and kind of softening. I think Jones was gotten to because this Pizzagate thing, let me just say this. This connects with the Vatican and the Jesuits and the cabal up there in D.C., a lot of these players, like I said, with the Podestas, they're all Vatican operatives. Podesta John studied to be a Jesuit priest. This goes right to, you know, this goes to the heart of Rome's kind of Zio penetrated Rome's control over D.C. And so I think Jones was told to back off, or you're dead, or I'm going to crush you, or something of this nature. So Jones backed off, but now Joe Biggs, it looks like, it's leaving the operation temporarily or whatever. But let's hit clip 25.
Where's Joe Biggs? You know, he was fired because of drunken rants. No, he was not fired. It was not because of drunken rants. And I see people going, no, on other videos I've done, no, because Alex is covering up Pizzagate and Joe wouldn't stop covering it. Let me explain why Joe Rogan... Joe Rogan. I'm talking about Joe Rogan on there too. Joe Biggs. I've been up since 6 a.m. Had a beer, nothing to drink. I'm just kind of tired here. Teleprompter free. Why Joe Biggs? He's no longer with InfoWars. I love Joe. He's worked here about 2.5 years. Great guy, great veteran, war hero, patriot, really nice guy. A lot of attention comes when you work with InfoWars. And the thing we've always run into with a lot of other people is once you work there, you get a lot of contacts to do other things. And so that's fine. But then when people take on a bunch of other projects and it cuts in on what they're doing, over time then I am forced to basically tell folks, hey, you've got to decide what you want to do. And so Joe's working on books. Joe's working on T-shirt deals. He's working on major movies. He's working on documentaries. He's doing all these things. And so I just basically said, hey, choose what you want to do. And I said for the time being, go do that for 6 months. And if it does great and all of it's successful, we'll have you on as a guest and promote it and just celebrate your success. And I said, go back to sleep, baby. I love you. I'm going to have to get off here in a minute. She doesn't usually wake up, but she is. She went to bed like an hour ago. Shouldn't have to get into the whole inside baseball here, but just to be nice to Joe so people don't go wild and make crap up, that's what happened. And so he said, yeah, that sounds good. And I gave him a nice severance thing, almost like a boost, you know. And I said, if you've got some great film idea or some book and you want it, you know, and I think it's a great idea, we'll work with you. In fact, bring me in as a partner on it. So that's it. Joe's said he's got a kid coming along. He's getting hitched. And that kind of creates a nesting mode of really wanting to do something bigger. And it's a paradigm view. And I hope he's the first employee that leaves us who actually has success. I want him to be successful and to create his own system. Everybody knows I promote everybody. I love it. I'm not in competition with my crew or anybody else that's a Patriot. It's just that people go, wow.
You can stop it there. You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. That's a load right there. Look at Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton over at True Stream Media. Any other person that's left the operation, it's pretty much mum. He talked about Jakari leaving a little bit, Jakari Jackson. But this whole thing with Biggs, this is very weird right around this Pizzagate thing where Jones completely backed off. And it almost seemed like when I was listening the other day, he basically threw the crew under the bus for covering it, saying, oh, I never said that. Some members of the crew might have did some things. Woo, woo, woo. It's just like, oh, I see what you're doing now. Some lawyer comes on, some Arab lawyer from D.C., the whole thing just seemed staged and weird to me. And so everybody watched that Sharif Silmi, Sharif Silmi, with Jones. Watch that segment. But basically he cleans Jones's clock, and Jones never really even could. There's just something weird there. So let's see, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about this. This Bob Baer, he's a CIA guy, and he's been – get clip 19 ready, Mr. Producer. But he's basically a CIA guy that's been on Fox News, CNN, blah, 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 for years. And now he's shilling to say that we need to be basically do a re-election because of Russian involvement, blah, 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 and the election's all screwed up. Hit clip 19.
The Russians, it looks like to me, did interfere in our elections. We'll never be able to decide whether they changed the outcome. But I tell you, having worked in the CIA, if we had been caught interfering in European elections or Asian elections or anywhere in the world, those countries would call for new elections, and any democracy would.
Pause.
And
pause.
I don't see any other way.
Pause. You got it paused? All right, cool. But this guy... Could you even sit there with a straight face and tell people if we ever got accused of interfering in anybody else, we've interfered in every damn election that we could get our hands on for decades. And this punk is going to get up here and talk about, oh my God, if we've ever been accused of blah, blah, blah. All the crap we did with the School of the Americas and death squads in South and Central America and all the crap we've done in Europe. We still got tanks in Germany, for God's sake. You think Merkel does anything without us telling her? The white genocide going on in Germany is at the hands of the Zio U.S. government, folks. I hate to tell you that. Get it through your head. There's still American military bases. We still occupy Germany. Nobody wants to, oh my God, Merkel, put her in a burqa. She's just this evil commie wench. She's under the thumb of Zio America. We got tanks and troops all over the place. Wake up. Put your thinking cap on. It's pathetic to think Merkel does anything without us telling her to. they're still under the American yoke. I mean, it's just sick to, I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I get frustrated at times because people don't realize this, you know, and they listen to like Watson, oh, Germany's cucked, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know why they're cucked? Because America, Zio-controlled America, Jesuit-controlled America, cucked Germany, and they're still under this system. You know, the Jesuits lost in World War II, and then they took a new tactic, and guess what it is? They're going to be the worst commies of all. See you guys on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, let's see here. I'm going to get into Duff and Greenhalgh over here at VT. Now, listen to this. Let's get into Greenhalgh. VT led the way. Russia interfered in elections to help Trump win. CIA concludes. So now all of a sudden, Oh, and Obama orders deep dive of election-related hacking. Now, all of a sudden, these guys, everybody trusts the CIA to say something, okay? Wild Bill Donovan, CIA, you know, George Tenet, CIA, Brennan, CIA. Yeah, these guys are trustworthy now. As Pichinik said, Catholics in action. Well, you know, you got a lot of Maltese Knights and so forth in the CIA, Jesuits, but you got a lot of Mormon mob, a lot of factions in the CIA. Okay. It's funny stuff, though, how all of a sudden, you know, Vlad Putin, you know, all this money, man, you know, they won. The Trump, here's what's so funny. Look at the rally sizes. Now, I don't really care, but think about the rally sizes, the energy and everything else. Look at the county breakdown. There was only a couple hundred counties that Trump did not win. And for these people to say that Russia hacked the United States' elections, you've got to be silly to think that. I mean, look at the county breakdown, okay? That's what you really got to look at. Now, you got Ventura and Nancy Pelosi, Governor Ventura, Nancy Pelosi, and all these people. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. One man, one vote. Really? One man, one vote. When California lets illegals vote by the millions, when Philly, my own town, St. Louis, Chicago, New York, they got all half the cemeteries voting. They've got fake voting. All these strongholds of the commie, you know, like Bolshevik Democratic Party, that they don't even care about integrity of the vote, where they fight against voter ID. And yet you want the popular vote to decide the elections and not breaking it down by counties and electors and the rest of it. I mean, that's really silly logic. Trump crushed. And look, I just spent the first 45 minutes being very leery of the people Trump has brought on board. But at the same time, you know he won the election, folks. Nobody even would show up to a Hillary rally. There was no energy there. You think those people all went out and voted for her when they couldn't even get that many people to the rallies? Give me a break. Tim Kaine, the goofball, perv. See you guys the other side.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.